वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
सवाय पुंसां
परो धर्मो
यतो
भक्ति
अधोक्षजे
अहैतुकी
अप्रतिहता
ययात्मा
सुप्रसीदति
सवाय पुंसां परो
धर्मो
यतो भक्तिरधोक्षजे
अहैतुक्यप्रहतिहता
ययात्मा सुप्रसीदति
स वै
पुंसां करो धर्मो
यतो
भक्तिरधोक्षजे
अहैतुक्यप्रतिहता
ययात्मा सुप्रसीदति
In the meantime, formerly, great sages used to assemble in the forest of Nainital. Those who are Indians, they will know Nainisharana. There is a station, Nimshar, still, and it is near Lucknow. Still, it is very nice place. So, there was a great meeting of saintly persons. As nowadays, ordinary persons meet together to find out the ways and means for people's prosperity. Formerly, the great saintly persons, sages, brahmanas, they used to meet and they used to give formulas to the people, to the king, that if you follow this, you will be happy. This was the system. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So, the Brahmanas will give the direction. And the Kshatriya, king, would execute it. And the Vaishyas will produce, put there, Vaishya Karma Sabhava. किसी वाणिज्यम वैश्यकर्म स्वभाव पर वैश्य थ्री वार थ्री काइंड्स ऑफ ऑक्यूपेशन फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल एग्रीकल्चर प्रोड्यूस फूड एंड देन गिव प्रोटेक्शन टू द काउज बिकॉज काउज इंपॉर्टेंट एनिमल काउ प्रोटेक्शन इज वेरी नेसेसरी किसी गोरक्षा वाणिज्य एंड वेर देर इज केयर सिटी ऑफ फूड ट्रांसपोर्ट फूड देयर मेक बिजनेस दिस थ्री थिंग फॉर द बेकर्स सो देर वॉज मीटिंग सो इन द मीटिंग दैट मीटिंग वॉज हेल्ड आफ्टर द डिपार्चर ऑफ कृष्ण सो द क्वेश्चन वॉज That after departure of Krishna, who has taken charge of this world for proper discharge of religious principles? So the reply was that Krishna has left this world, but here is the Srimad Bhagavatam that will give you direction. Srimad Bhagavatam is the sound representation of Krishna. As Bhagavad Gita is the sound produced, vibrated by Krishna personally. Similarly, Bhagavad Srimad Bhagavatam is written by Vyasadeva under the direction of his spiritual master Narada, above Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised to preach the message of Krishna. That is his cult. Amar Agnay Guru Haiya Taro Hildes. Jare Dako Tare Paha Krishna Upadesh. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wanted all the Indians to help this combat. Bharat Pumite Manishka Janma Haiya Jar. Janma Satchakpari Paro Paro Paro. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has advised every Indian, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haiya, every human being born in India, they should take up this cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They can take it because by birth they have got the right. Because if Bhagavatam is produced in India, Bhagavad Gita is produced in India. That is the glory of India. So, the sons of India, those who are Indian, those are proud of becoming Indian, they should take up this mission. Janma Sarthakari, first of all, make your life successful by understanding what is Bhagavad Gita. And what is Srimad Bhagavatam? Janma Sarthaka. If you are yourself unsuccessful in the mission of your life, you cannot preach anything. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Janma Sarthaka Puri. After making your life successful. That means by understanding the value of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. To preach this knowledge all over the world. Because such knowledge is wanting in all over the world. The Western countries, they might have advanced in material technology, technical knowledge, but they have no knowledge about the science of God that is left. So the East and West, they should cooperate. They cooperate. You have got some knowledge. I take advantage of it. I have got some knowledge. You take advantage. This is cooperation. This is cooperation. So, especially now, people all over the world, they are trying to imitate the Western type of civilization. That is not bad. Do it. But you also do something so that Westerners may also take your knowledge. That is possible. So why you are silent in that one? Therefore, because Indians or Indian government has failed to do this duty, India is known as beggar country all over. I am traveling. Oh, you are from India. A very poverty speaking country. This is the designation thing. Actually it is so. In comparison to Western countries, India is very poor, very poor. So, there is no need of remaining poor. You can make your economic development. This is required. Dharmātva kāma mokṣāṇa. Human life means four things. He must develop. First thing is dharma. He must know what is religion. Every human, not Indians. Or European surroundings. That is the prime duty of every human being. Without following the religious principles, that he is not human. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. If the human society, it doesn't matter what kind of religion you follow, it doesn't matter. But you must follow. Sit down properly. Don't go out now, come. That is the duty, dharma. Dharma is in a human civilization begins when there is religious conception of life. Therefore, all over the world, it doesn't matter whether Europe, America, and India, or China, Japan, there is some kind of religion. There is some kind of religion. Either Hindu religion or Muslim religion, or Christian religion, Buddhist religion, these are the prime religions of the world. Now, here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing about religion. Savai pungsaṁ paro dharma. Savai pungsaṁ paro dharma jato bhakti radho khadi. Ahai tuti apratihata jayātmā suprasīda. Everyone wants to be happy. Ātmā. Ātmā means body, Ātmā means mind, Ātmā means Ātmā, soul. So, somebody is trying to be happy, body. That is also Ātmā. But that is very temporary. And somebody is wanting the peace and prosperity or tranquility of the mind. That is also Ātmāraṁ. Ātmāraṁ means everyone is wanting to remain happy and peaceful in his Ātmā. So those who are gross, they are trying to be happy body. They are called kurmis. And those who are little advanced, they are trying to be happy mental. They are called gyanis. Kurmis, gyanis. And those who are trying to be happy spiritually, they are called yogis. So yogis, there are different kinds of yogis, but the first class yogi is bhakti yogi. Bhakti yoga. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yogi namati sarvesa madgata antaratmana sudhyavan bhajati yuma samayivittatam. His first class yogi. Who is first class yogi? Madhgata antaratmana, who is always thinking of me. Krishna says, manmana bhagavad vakta madhyajimam namastu. This is Krishna's advice in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhagavad vakta, madhyajimam namastu. Always think of me. It is not to be that. If you think of Krishna, we have got Krishna's form. That is first class meditation. Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesa madhvata antaratmana. Thinking of Krishna, antaratmana, within the core of us. Samayajuktatam. He is first class. So we are teaching that. How to become first class yogi? Chant Krishna, Hare Krishna, and hear. Immediately, all Krishna, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's opulence, everything will be subject of your thinking. This is called first class yoga. So here also, what is spoken by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, that is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Here it is said, Savai Pungsaṁ Paro. Para and upper. Para means superior or transcendent. There are two kinds of prakritis, para-prakriti or para-prakriti. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Material, bhumi-rāpa-nalo-vāyo-khaṁ-buddhi-manarīpa. Material things, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, ego. Prakriti me astada, himna prakriti me astada. Krishna says they are my prakriti, my nature, my innerness. Similarly, Krishna says, next verse, aparāyam, this material prakriti is inferior. But beyond this material prakriti, there is superior prakriti. What is that? Jīva-bhūta mahābhāho jaidam dhādhati-lavata. That is living entity. living entity is also Pratiti. Another energy of Krishna. Just like this material world is one creation, material creation. Similarly, there is spiritual energy also. Krishna has mighty energies. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sihate. Natasya Tajam, this is Vedic Indian. Natasya Tajam Karananca Vidha. God has nothing to do with his hands and legs. He's so powerful that he has got so many energies. Just a big man here. He does not do anything with his hands. And he has got so many assistants. As soon as he wants to do something, immediately, sister, if it is possible for ordinary human being, how much energy is in stock of Krishna and how he can perform everything perfectly. Shabhavikis jnana valakriya. Everything comes out nicely. So much energy is there. Inconceivable energy. That is God. So, that energy is divided into three. Material energy, spiritual energy, and marginal energy. We are marginal energy. We, living entities, we belong to the marginal energy. Tatasthata. Marginal means we can remain in the material energy or in the spiritual energy. Now at the present moment, every one of us, we are under the control of the material energy. You can understand it very easily. Just like government. The government, that is one energy working. Similarly, the prison house, that is also another energy working. And the citizen, that is also another energy working. But the citizens are marginal. They can remain outside the prison walls and inside the prison. Therefore, they are called marginal. When you are abiding by the laws of the government, you are free. We are not abiding by the laws of the government, you are even prisoner. So, you are at liberty. Either, that is your choice. Government has got university as well as the criminal department. Government does not canvass. Rather, government canvasses that you come to the university, be educated, be advanced. But it is our choice. We sometimes go to the prison. It is not government's fault. Similarly, those who have come to this material world, they are all supposed to be criminals, disobedient to the laws of God. Therefore, there is dharma to teach people that you take to religious principle, gradually become purified and come back again to the spiritual world. That is a real abode. Here it is foreign. Here it is foreign and you are under so many civilizations. Just like if you are in a prison house, there you cannot expect any comfort of life. That is not possible. It is meant for inflicting miseries upon you so that you can understand that you are criminal. You should not do like this and come here. That is the process. Similarly, here also in this material world, we are always under troublesome condition. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga. So that we may come to our senses if there is any possibility of making a solution of this miserable condition of life. But we are so callous, just like animals. They do not. The animals are kept in the room for being slaughtered. They do not know. They are eating grass and very happy. Not happy, some of them know that they are going to be killed. They cry. But there is no escape. What can be done? But human life is not like animals. We must know that we are in threefold miserable condition of life, adhyasi, adhibhauti, adhidhaivi. And we do not want this all miserable condition. We want to be happy. We want to be peaceful. How to do it? That is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivi jesa adunamai mama maya durutte. Mamevaja pravadante maya mitantaram. It is very difficult. You are trying to be happy by adjustment of material conditions. But that is not possible. Maya is very strong. It will not let you become happy under material conditions. That is not. Then, how one can become happy? Mamevaja pravadante maya mitantaram. As soon as you become obedient, surrender to Krishna, you become transcendental to the laws of material nature. Mahatma anusumanka to daivi prakriti maasit. Those who are Mahatma, they are not under material condition. They are under spiritual guidance. Daivi prakriti maasit. What is their symptom? Bhajanti ananda manasu. Without any diversion, they are engaged in bhajan. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. This is bhajan. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam padasevanam. Archanam bandhanam dasyam sattham mahatmadhi. There are nine kinds of bhajan. Hearing, just like we are hearing about Krishna. This is bhajan. So we are giving this opportunity. We are opening hundreds of branches. So that people may take advantage of hearing about Krishna. That is what. If don't do anything, if you simply come here, we are holding class. If you simply come and hear, still advance in spiritual consciousness. Simply by oral reception, sravanadi, suddha chitta. Atat Sri Krishna Namadi Navhave Jaya Indriya. We cannot understand God, Krishna, by our present senses. Therefore his name is Adho Phaja. Yes, this is the verse, as you say. Jato Bhakti Adho Phaja. Adho Phaja, Adho Phaja. Krishna's another name is Adho Phaja. Akhaja means direct perception. Just like somebody says, I want to see. This is called akhaja. Akha means eyes or senses. So, he is not perceived by this blunt material senses. That's what he is known as adhokhaja. Adhokrita akhaja jnanam jatva. Where this direct experimental knowledge is defeated. You cannot understand God by your this blunt material experience. No, that is not possible. Therefore, we have to submit. We have to surrender. Tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena seva. If you want to know, then first of all is pranipat. Pranipat means prakrishya rupena nipat. Just as we have got the system, the disciples, they fall flat. Straight. And offer respect to deity or to the spiritual master. This is called pranipas. Prasitsa dukena nipas. The first thing is pranipas. You have to find out somebody where you can surrender fully. That is the beginning of spiritual life. That means the pranipas. And the first condition is pranipas. Panipatena pariprasnena. He can inquire, he can ask questions after you have fully surrendered, not before. Don't waste your time. It will not act. It's like Arjuna was talking with Krishna like friends. When Arjuna said, oh, the other side, they are all my kinsmen. How can I kill them? It is not possible. Krishna said, no, you are Kshatriya. It is your duty to fight, it doesn't matter. The other party is your own kinsman. Ordinary questioners. In this way, questions and answers, questions and answers again. But at last, when five such questions and answers fairly talk, nothing was solved. Then Arjuna said, Shishate ham sarimang prapannam. My dear Krishna, in this way, the problem will not be solved. I am becoming your disciple. I am not talking anymore as friend. Shishate, I become your disciple. Because you cannot argue with Guru. That is Panipa. Therefore, you must have a Guru where exact knowledge is coming without any mistake. Because we cannot argue. So, we must find out such Guru where perfect knowledge is coming. Just like that a Guru is Akajamang Vijanya. Guru must be perfect representative of Krishna. So, Akajamang Vijanya Navamanne Sakarhuchi. Do not neglect the acharya. Namatta buddhya, don't consider him as ordinary human being. Asuyeta, sometimes chastises you. Don't be envious. Oh, he's also man, I'm also man, why he's talking like that? No. Na asuyeta, matta buddhya, these are the instructions. This is called panika. So, Arjuna accepted this process. Sishasteham sadhimana prapanna. My dear Krishna, now from this moment, I am your sister. I am your sister. I become your disciple. Now in peace. The Bhagavad Gita was taught to Arjuna. Because he became a sister. If we actually want the solution of the problem of this material existence. As it is said, Jai Atma Sut Prasidat, Jai No Atma Sut Prasidat. Sut Prasidat means very nice. Prasidat becomes satisfied. Everyone is trying to be satisfied, peaceful in his mind. But that is not being happened. How it will happen? The direction is being here. In the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabhi Pumsan Paro Dharma. That is first class religion. It doesn't matter whether you are following Christian religion or Hindu religion or Muslim religion or any religion, it doesn't matter. Dharma means religion. That is English translation. But actually dharma means which you cannot change. Religion, the so-called religion, is a sentiment. Today you are Hindu, tomorrow you become Muslim. Today you are Muslim, tomorrow you become Christian. That kind of convert and change is not religion. Because the man remains the same. Simply by changing the rubber stamp, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. That does not make any difference. Therefore our movement is Krishna consciousness. We don't talk of any religion. The consciousness should be changed. The material consciousness should be changed into spiritual consciousness. That is our purpose. It is meant for Hindu, Muslim, Christian, anyone, white, black, yellow, everything. Because it is the function of the soul. Soul is not black, white, yellow. Soul is spirit. So one has to realize that I am spirit soul. I am not Indian, nor American, nor Englishman, nor German, nor white, nor black. This is my bodily description. I am not this body. This is the beginning of spiritual understanding. Therefore, Śrīla Gosvāmī says, that type of religion, which actually gives spiritual education, and by spiritual education, one develops his forgotten love of God. Love of God is there in every one of us. It is now forgotten. Oh, we have to simply awaken. Otherwise, how this English boy, the American boy, the Canadian boy, or gentleman, they're taking to Krishna consciousness so seriously.
Oh.
It is not something artificial. The Krishna consciousness was there. It is being awakened under certain prescribed methods. Sarvanadi suddha chitte karayu. This is the cause. Nitya siddha Krishna bhakti, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that this Krishna consciousness is there, dormant, in everyone's heart. It is already there. Sarvanadi suddha chitte. If you kindly hear about Krishna and your heart becomes purified, the original dormant Krishna consciousness is immediately awakened. So this is the process. Therefore, Bhagavata recommends Savai Pumsan Parola. That type of religion is first class, who has accepted this process, how to awaken Krishna consciousness. What kind of bhakti? Ahuituki. Without any motive. Because generally we go to temple or perform the religion with a motive, some material purpose. But bhakti should be without any motive, ahuituki, no cause, apratihata, and it cannot be checked. It is not that because one is Christian or one is Mohammedan or one is outside the Vedic culture, and he cannot become Krishna conscious. No. Ahoituki apratihata. Apratihata means nothing can change. Anything material, impediment, is not able to check Krishna consciousness. Ahoituki apratihata. Jena atma sutrasidati. If you follow this method, how to awaken your Krishna consciousness, then automatically your atma will be satisfied. Just like Mr. Sharma was discussed. Now I am so happy. He is not an ordinary foreign. She is very rich. She has got business. But she is finding happiness here. This is practical. This is practical. Jayatma, Jayatma, Suprasis. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that take this responsibility of preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. Those who are Indians. Now, there are many Indians in London. You take this movement very seriously. It is your duty to spread this movement. At least you do it in European countries. Now, here is a chance, good chance. Come here, participate in the movement. Become Krishna conscious yourself and preach it. That will be Indian's goal, glory. Otherwise, you simply beg. You remain simply beg. Yes. Thank you.